Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Sunday, 23rd of Iyar, 14th of May, Dan Yeshua Posen, Insights into the Contemporary Get Process. This week's Torah is sponsored jointly by Max Krasnos, Leonishmas, Rav Aryeh Leib, Zechron Abrocha, Ben Rav Chaim, Shmuel Lopion, Zechat Tzadim Kodesh Abrocha, whose Yahrzeit is today, and also by Family Silver, Leonishmas, Beno Bechura, Harvachosid, Nissen, Moshe, Zechron Abrocha, Ben, Yvod Lachaim, Tobin, Dena, Rav David, Michal, Zechron, Eri Yor, on his second Yahrzeit today.
Morning. In advance of Daf Hayomi beginning Masechtas Gittin. So this week, my colleague Diane Hu and myself would like to give a little bit more the practical side from the Bezen point of view of the Inyonim Negeah to Gittin. Diane Hu is going to go through more the halachic understanding, the halachos of what a get is and how a get works. And I'd like to speak a bit about the setting the scene, the background behind the parasha of Gittin. Parasha Gittin is a parasha which starts in the Torah, Parasha Ki Tzetze, Perech of Dalad, where the pasuk tells us Ki Yikach Yesh Isha Abano V'Hoyim Loisim Sochem Be'ino Ki Motzah Bar Erev Astova V'Kosalo Sefer Krisus U'Nosam B'Yodo V'Shilchom Yibesi. So it's a Torah. If you have a situation where a couple get married, and the way the Torah puts it, the husband no longer wants to be married to his wife, ki mosa ba'er vastovo, there's a machlekes tanoim, a machlekes all the way through to Rishonim, to Shulchan Aruch, exactly what grounds, specifically in a zivug rishon, in a first marriage, are grounds for divorce, and what isn't grounds for divorce. We're not going to get into that today. It's worth just mentioning that there's a concept of things which may not be grounds for divorce. Not every time a couple think that they need to get divorced, does that necessarily mean that it meets the requirements that Chazal feel warrants divorce. And there's a mitzvah in the Torah, Minchas Chinuch brings down, Tovkuf Ayin Tes, there's the Chinuch, there's a mitzvah that if a couple decide they're getting divorced, it should be done with a get. The Chinuch explains the Meshor Shea Mitzvah is if Rachmona Litzlan, the Torah didn't require the writing and handing over of a get from a husband to a wife, and all that was required was some verbal statement like the Havdol and some other religions is sufficient for terminating a marriage, then they would run the risk that on a bad day, if a person was in a bad mood and felt that I just can't anymore, this is ridiculous, you know, how many times can I let her burn the toast? Then Chas v'Shalom, there would be a statement said in anger, a statement said in a moment of rashness, and that would be the end of the marriage. Says the Chinuch, therefore the Torah requires the finding of a sofer, the finding of Eidim, the writing of a get, the handing over of a get, to delay the process, to make the process something that requires more thought and input before the get's actually given. In today's environment, the process is even more complicated. If you learn through the sugyas in the Gemara, there's almost no mention of the involvement of a Beis Din. You find many different areas and scenarios which the Gemara discusses. And nowadays a get is only ever given under the auspices of a Beis Din. And the reason for that is because there are many different intricate halachas involved in the giving of a get. Like I say, we're going to leave the halachic part to Wednesday, Mitzvah Hashem. But just as an example, even how the names are written, and when we write in a get, the English names, the colloquial names that people are called, the nicknames that people are called, and how do you spell, or how do you write, in different minhagim, different halachas, there are many different intricate details involved in the giving of a get, and that's why a get is carried out under the auspices of a Beis Din. But just to be crystal clear, a Beis Din isn't megarish a couple. A couple get divorced in the presence of a Beis Din, so the Beis Din can supervise and ensure that it's done kedasa kedin. It's not the Beis Din who are megarish the couple. L'havdil, in English civil law, It's a court who divorce a couple. They have a decree. Nice side have a decree absolute, whether it's been changed now or not. But Lamaisa, they are the ones who are divorcing the couple. In Halacha, it's not a bezin who is megarish a couple, and that's why we learn through the whole Maseches Gittin. You'll see Mamish very little involvement of bezin. Bezin nowadays presides over the giving of a get in order to make sure that it's done kedasa kedin. Why that's a doggish worth mentioning is because at times when there are challenges to halacha, and maybe we'll see time permitting some areas where sometimes there can be certain challenges with the giving of a get al pi halacha, and bezin stick to what the halacha is. Sometimes bezin gets bad press that you're not being sympathetic to the needs of an aguna, whether that's male or female, and you need to be more flexible, and you're not allowing this person to move on with their life. And the irony is, it's got nothing to do with the bezin. If a person wants to get this kosher al pi din Torah, then there's certain halachas that have to be followed. If those halachas aren't followed, then you can get divorced. It just won't be a kosher Orthodox get, and therefore it doesn't help anyone. Same way as people recognize, if a person wants to keep Torah mitzvahs, then a married woman can't go off and try and marry someone else because she's an Eishes Ish and she requires a get, so too she requires a get. There's a get that's kosher al pi din Torah. So the bezin's not being megarish the couple. The bezin are overseeing the procedure. Just want to demystify a little bit some of just the process of what happens, because often people come forward and Baruch Hashem, seeing as Gittin and not things people are used to going to chuppas and used to seeing Baruch Hashem chasnas, so most people have an idea of what happens at a chuppah. Baruch Hashem, most people don't have that much experience with Gittin, and there's sometimes certain myths and fallacies that people have out there, which maybe it's worth just clarifying the process. If a couple decide they want to get divorced, and I say a couple decide that they want to get divorced, because sometimes it's parents who decide a couple should get divorced, and sometimes it's a couple who decides they should get divorced, and the parents might not even know anything that's going on. If a couple decide that they want to get divorced, the Bezdin's involvement normally is only at the stage that they're 100% sure that they want to get divorced. That means if they have shailas whether they should be getting divorced or what they should do with their marriage, is their marriage savable or not savable, that is not the jurisdiction of the bezin. That's an area where normally a person's rov or the rabbonim or marriage counselors or other helpful parties will be involved to try to see if the marriage itself can be saved. By the time they come to bezin, Bezdin will try to ascertain how long they've been apart for, if they know what they're doing, but we will not really get involved very much in the actual question of whether they should get divorced or not get divorced. There's two reasons. Sorry?
If only one wants to.
We'll come to that. There's two reasons why we don't normally get that involved. First of all, poshut manpower and hours. We're running a bezin and we don't have the required hours for hours and hours of marriage counselling. We are not marriage counsellors, we're not therapists. It's important for Abonim and Dayanim to know what they are and what they're not. And second of all, because we don't know what's happened between a couple before they walk into the room. And sometimes a couple may have been fighting for a while as to whether they're going to get divorced or not get divorced. And sometimes, just used as a moshel, let's say a husband does not want to get divorced. And he pushes and he pushes, he doesn't want. And through much coercion and encouragement from all the different askonim and family members, etc., they finally walk into bezin. The whole agreement that they're prepared to give a get may be very precarious. And if bezin starts shaking up at that stage too much, when we don't know what's going on, we can potentially cause a lot of damage unintentionally. So therefore, by the time a couple comes to bezin, we'll spend a limited amount of time, very limited amount of time. Are you sure this is what you want to do? How long have you been apart? Obviously, if a couple walk in and they've been married for 2 weeks and now they want to get divorced, then you know, chances are they'll be sent back home unless there's extenuating circumstances. But by the time they come to bezin, normally we're not going to get involved in why they're getting divorced. And this is a very important point to make, because sometimes people are very scared to be in contact with bezin because they think they're going to have to relive their entire history and process that they've been through, and that's not the case. Bezdin, this sounds wrong, but Bezdin is a very user-friendly place. Right? Again, not because we're encouraging gittin, chas v'sholom, but because it's important that when people come to Bezin, they feel that they're in a safe pair of hands, and they feel that the process will be handled in a manner that works best for the parties involved. In fact, what people are often most taken aback about is the most amount of time and conversations they have with the dayanim prior to the get, in most cases, is actually regarding their names. It's regarding their names and their parents' names and their nicknames, etc., etc. In a normal divorce, there are four potential areas that need dealing with. If the couple have children, then there's the matter of children. Either way, whether they do or don't have children, there's the finances that need to be sorted out. The finances are the division of assets, etc., between the husband and wife. And if there are children, then what monies are going to be paid towards the support of the children. There's the get, and then there's a civil divorce. Bezin obviously will not be involved in the civil divorce. That's got nothing to do with Bezin. Although, having said that, even if a get has been given in Bezin, Bezin will not release the certificate of the get, because when a couple have a get in Bezin, they don't walk away with the get itself. The get stays in Bezin, and both the husband and wife, who are now obviously divorced, no longer husband and wife, each walk away with a certificate. That certificate is not issued until the decree absolute has gone through. In other words, it's not possible for a husband to give his wife a get and then run off and not sort out the civil divorce, because they need to sort out the civil divorce in order to get the certificate which they'll need to get married. But other than that, Bezin don't get involved in the civil divorce. In most cases that come to Bezin, Bezin do not get involved in the first two areas either. In most cases, if there are children, they don't get involved in children, and finances often are organized between the parties and nothing to do with the Bezin. Most cases that go to Bati Dinim, they don't get involved in anything other than the actual get itself. If parties want the Bezin to get involved in trying to broker and arrange and sort out any issues if there are children or any issues to do with the finances, that's something the Bezin can do. It's worth making a small disclaimer that contrary to commercial disputes in Bezin, where Bezin, people come into Bezin, they sign a shtaboyus, they sign an arbitration deed, which makes the psak of the Bezin fully enforceable in the courts under the Arbitration Act. When it comes to matters to do with the finances between the couple and to do with the children, then the powers of Bezin legally are very, very schwach, because be'etzem, children are often wards of the state, so the courts will decide what they think is in the best interest of the children. And on financial matters as well, until something's been properly enforced in court, then it's probably normally not binding. So again, that doesn't mean that people shouldn't have this potentially, if they can't work it out themselves, paskened on in a Bezin from a halachic point of view. But I'm just making that disclaimer. There is a difference as far as how binding the psak of a Bezin would be, as opposed to in normal machlekes and dini Torah. Now, in some situations, when a couple decides to get divorced, they both reach the conclusion that this marriage can't be saved, and therefore they'll come to a Bezin to get a get. But in many cases, it doesn't work like that. In many cases, there's one of the couple who decide they want to terminate the marriage. The other couple may be understanding of where the reasons are coming from. They may not agree, but they may be begrudgingly accepting, this is the reality, I can't do much about it. Or they may not. Or they may feel that, no, this is actually the wrong thing and the marriage can be saved and it shouldn't be happening, etc. In a situation where a couple decided together that they want to get divorced, then obviously, hopefully, amicably, they can agree. The mom knows, if there's mom knows, if there's children, the children. I can say over the years, and the different gittin that we've seen and divorces that have been mediated, the difference between how the children will turn out, if there are children, is normally almost entirely dependent on how amicably the couple get divorced and how amicable they are after the divorce. In cases where, Rahman al-Islam, it's a massive machlekes, it's a massive fight, and continues to be a massive fight, then the children are often the korbanos of this fight. And many times we come across situations where the children are caught between a rock and a hard place. Do we lie to daddy or do we lie to mommy? Because at the end of the day, when a couple have children and they get divorced, they never stop being parents of their children. If a couple don't have children, they get divorced, they can move away and get on with their lives, and they never have to see each other again, they never have to speak to each other again, and they can move on. But when they have children together, there's a relationship of sorts that's going to have to continue forevermore. And if that can be an amicable relationship with respect for each other, you don't love each other anymore, you don't have to do with each other anymore, any more than what's necessary for the children. But if that relationship can be one of respect, the chola pachas in front of the children, then the children can grow up healthy children. They climatize, they adapt. Children are incredible at adapting. But when it's a milchoma, then the children invariably are korbanos. And we can say this to couples, and we can only do the best that we can in passing on that information. But the truth is there to be seen. And that's normally why it's toilet on. If one party wants to get divorced and the other party does not want to get divorced, or accepts to get divorced but doesn't think it's the right thing to happen, then invariably the second party, the one who's not so keen, is going to need more time for the concept to settle, for them to come to terms with reality. And the person who wants to get divorced is normally going to be pushing and driving and getting immensely frustrated. Why is the bezin not happening quick enough? Why isn't the get happened already? Why is no one doing anything quick enough? But the termination of a marriage is a major thing. The last Gemara in Gittin tells us, if a Ziv Grishin get divorced, afilu amizbeach meri dimois, even the mizbeach cries. And I can tell you that there's some Gittin that when they happen, the room is full with tears, because it's the termination of a marriage. Sometimes a get is the biggest hatsala. There are some people trapped in marriages who are living Gehenim. And sometimes no one knows about it. No one, meaning even their parents, have no idea. We've dealt with cases before where the public looks at the couple and thinks they've got everything going for them, and all their friends are jealous of this and jealous of that. And they have no idea that for already 6 months, 2 years, if he's eating at the Shabbos table with the children, she's eating in her bedroom. And if he's eating she's eating at the Shabbos table, he's eating in the bedroom. And as much as it's true that sometimes if a couple get divorced, the children can bear the scars, but also, sometimes if a couple stay together, the children can bear the scars. Because if children are growing up in a war zone, the fact that the public don't know what they're living through doesn't change the fact if they're growing up in a war zone, then their life is Gehenna and their impact of everything is damaged. However, on the flip side, I might have mentioned this once before here, I don't remember. One of the biggest Kiddush Hashems in my lifetime in the House of Lords was a number of years ago when the country was seeing a situation where the sanctity of marriage wasn't being respected and wasn't being commented on. And Lord Jacobowitz, Zichrono Livracha, got up in the House of Lords, said a very daring speech at the time. And he quoted from the Talmud Bavli that deals with divorce, Masechta's Gittin, the last page, the last Amud of the Masechta, which tells us this concept that when a couple get divorced, even the altar cries. And he asked a question, he said, why does the Gemara say that the Mizbeach cries? There are many different kelim in the Beis HaMikdosh. You have an Oren, you have a Menorah, you have a Shulchan, and you have a Mizbeach. Why, out of all of the kelim, does the Mizbeach cry? Maral, actually, on this Gemara says the reason why the Mizbeach cries, he didn't quote the Maral, the Maral says the reason why the Mizbeach cries is because the Mizbeach is the keli in the Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash, which bonds together Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Klal Yisrael are like the wife of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a marriage is shattered by the couple getting divorced, that bond that is broken, the Mizbeach, which signifies the bond between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sitters. It feels as well that the concept of marriage is being attacked. And if the concept of marriage is being attacked between a man and a woman, then the concept of marriage between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels the effect. But that's not the pshat which Lord Jacobowitz said. He said, do you know why I think the Mizbeach cries? Because out of all of the kelim in the Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach is the place for sacrifices. The Mizbeach is the place where we bring korbanos. And more often than not, if a couple get divorced, the Gemara, interestingly, is speaking about Zivug Rishon, that's a different shir. If a couple get divorced, it's because they're not prepared to make sufficient sacrifices that tovas the marriage. Now that was said a number of decades ago, and in today's generation and environment, where unfortunately many people live in a throwaway society where little effort and mesiras nefesh is involved in anything in one's life. And if it doesn't go one's way, rather than to push oneself out of one's comfort zone to try to make it work, there's a attitude of, okay, so we tried, didn't work, next. In many areas, not dafka marriage. But that filters through as well. And sometimes, unfortunately, we come across situations where couples want to get divorced because they weren't prepared to invest in their marriage. And their marriage is something that needs constant investment. When I say constant investment, we're all familiar with the halachas regarding Shana Rishona and the investment and dedication and attention that a chosn has to put into the kala and the kala has to put into the chosn. But for some reason, people think sometimes it stops there. And you can have couples come into Bezdin to get divorced in their 40s, in their 50s, sometimes they wait till all the children are married off. And there's been no investment put into their relationship and their connection for years. They're lodging in the same house. But ba'etzem, their relationship, very little effort and involvement has been made into investing into the most important asset they each have. And sometimes by the time they come to Bezdin, it's too late. There's nothing Bezdin can do at that stage. If a person thinks about the time that they invest into their business, a person stops to think about what is really the most important asset they have, their mishpacha, their home. And unfortunately, too many times we see people only realizing how important something is and valuable it is to them when it's taken away from them. Probably the most common line I've heard in mediating divorces after the separation, after the divorce, the most common line I've heard from women who've been through a divorce is a complaint. Why is it that in the marriage, my husband's hardly spent any time with the children? He was never interested in the children. And now it's so important to him, he fights for every hour and every Shabbos and every sleepover like it's the most important thing in his life. And you know why? Because Rahman al-Islam, when he doesn't have that luxury of walking upstairs and kissing the children goodnight, because they're not in his home anymore. And now every hour that he gets to spend with them is precious, because that's all he has. And then he has to give them back, so to speak, is when he realizes what he's lost. And not only what he's lost, when that is taka, the most important hours in his week, it genuinely is the only smiling part of his week that keeps him going. How sad is that? The person has to get to that stage in life when it's too late. When that's the new reality that can't be changed. if only we could appreciate more those things that maybe many of us take for granted and invest in them while we have them and build them and strengthen them, how much more geschmack would life be? When we come back to the process, I can't speak about Gittin and the process of Gittin without speaking about the situation of Agunus. Now, first of all, the vast majority of cases of Gittin that go through Bati Dinim are not those where there is an Agunus situation. That means either Ruba Deruba are cases where couples come together, sometimes one's more keen than the other, and Bezdin have to speak to them and encourage them, and the get happens. Or there are cases where the reason why one side is holding out on giving the get or accepting the get is because they're not happy with the deal. Right? Like we said before, there's the finances, there's potentially the children, and there's the get. More often than not, in average breakdown, the women will not be necessarily so happy. When there's an issue, the women won't necessarily be so happy with the financial arrangements, and the men won't necessarily be so happy with the children arrangements. That's normally, it doesn't have to go that way, but that's normally the way it will go. And then there's also the get. One may say that it's an abuse for a husband to withhold a get, or a wife to withhold accepting a get, to try to use it as leverage in order for the bigger picture and the deal to go through. I'm not sure why people don't also think that it's abuse for a wife to withhold the children from her husband, her ex-husband, from the children's father, because she doesn't like the finances that have been offered. Or why it's also not an abuse for a husband to say, I'm not paying this month because you didn't give me the children when I wanted them. All of those situations are abusive and controlling. However, when it comes to the get itself, as mentioned at the beginning, Beis Din can only preside over a kosher get. Al pi din Torah, unless in extenuating circumstances, when Beis Din have heard in a din Torah the metzias between the couple, in a very rare set of cases, if Bezdin have heard the case, Bezdin could decide, according to the very limited areas in Halacha, that a husband could be forced to give a get. In most cases, that bar is not met. And especially if there's never been a din Torah in Bezdin to ascertain the reality and the facts in the case, Bezdin cannot force a husband to give a get. It's not that we can't force a husband to give a get. If we were to force a husband to give a get, the get would be bottle. The get would not be valid. Beis Din cannot preside over the giving of a get where the husband is forced, either by Beis Din or especially by a third party, a court, or worse. Beis Din cannot preside over such a get because the get is simply not valid. And for over 1,000 years, since Rabbeinu Gershon was Masakan, that a woman can't be forced to accept a get bal korcha against her wishes, we can't preside over the giving of a get where a woman is forced. There are few scenarios and situations of people who are desperate to get their gittin. Desperate. And I can't understand the tsar, the pain and anguish and stress that people go through, not just waiting to get their get, but not knowing for how long, if ever, they're going to get their get. And Dayanim spend many, many, many hours trying to help these people in this situation. But some people perceive that the Bati Dinim don't try enough, and therefore create laws which they think will help the situation. And lawyers try to help Agunas by saying, it's not a problem, threaten him. If he doesn't give a get, then you're going to go against him in criminal courts and he can be put in jail. And that's fine. Bezin's got no problem with a person being persecuted for being abusive if they're abusive. No problem at all. But if that results in the husband being coerced into giving a get against his wishes, Beis Din cannot preside over such a get because it's not valid. So it's important to know that sometimes there are people who advise, unfortunately, without understanding the ramifications of the advice they're giving. And they think it's very simple, just make this threat and then you'll be sorted. I know other people it's happened to. And sometimes by the time it comes to Beis Din, sometimes the first time Beis Din gets to hear of a case is already too late for Beis Din to be able to help. Because the husband or potentially the wife can be acting purely out of the threat that they've been threatened with. So in this area, like all areas, but especially this area where often people don't have much experience and much understanding of the relevant angles, it's crucial that people don't give advice without understanding properly the relevant angles. You would never tell a person to build a house if you're not a surveyor and start telling them where to pour cement and where not to pour cement, because you'd understand that's not your area of expertise. And I'd say as well, when it comes to advising people whether they should actually get divorced or not get divorced, very, very, very often you don't have the full picture. And it's crucial that people are careful with the advice that they give. And so this will be continued by Darren Hull on Wednesday.
Soil.